morning.
Quick question, sir. The House Republicans held a news conference today. They say there's no need for a gas tax. They also criticized your transportation lockbox proposal, saying basically it codifies what's already being done in terms of transferring money out of the transportation fund when there's a fiscal emergency.
Your reaction?
Well, I mean, these people are Neanderthals in terms of their thinking. You know, we have... They represent an area between Calvert and St. Mary's where we need a bridge, a Thomas Johnson Bridge. It's about public safety. It's about national defense, and we need to pay for this bridge. Same thing is true in Charles County with the Harry Nice Bridge. You know, it's Republicans represent rural areas. They need money for transportation, they need money for bridges, they need money for roads, and we need to move forward. They want it in their hearts of hearts. Every one of them wants revenues, and every one of them knows we have to pay for it, but they don't have the political courage, guts, or intestinal fortitude to vote for it. It's as simple as that. They're afraid of losing the primaries. They're putting their political careers ahead of the state. It's not statesmanship, and it's political gamesmanship, and we need less of that in the federal government. We need less of that in the state. Do I think it's good for me to put in a gas tax politically? Absolutely not. My constituents don't want it. They don't like any taxes. But guess what? It's the right thing to do. We need to get people from place to place. It's economic development. It's the quality of life. And we need to move forward. We're the most congested area in the United States. We need to find a way to address that problem. Okay?
Even with gas prices at $3.74 a gallon, I think is the new state.
And the other issue, it's going to go up and down. It's going to continue to go up and down. And the other issue, the lockbox, what it does, there is no lockbox now. There's no lockbox now. What this does is the governor's got to declare a fiscal emergency, and both houses, by more than three-fifths, have got to authorize it. So it's only in case of severe recession or depression that the governor would be able to use all the tools in his toolbox to solve a fiscal crisis. And, they're elected by their people. They have a right to say what they want to say, even as nonsensical as it is. I'm not sure. I think the governor's kind of in the same position the House Republicans are right now.
No.
But what I'm saying is that the governor would like to find a way to let somebody else make this thing happen. I've talked to him. He should have had a bill introduced by now in both the House and the Senate. You know, he defined the problem in a state of the state, and but yet he hasn't provided an answer yet. And we've given him a menu. My bill was a menu. Naming the ICC, for example, frees up $2 billion in indebtedness. Republicans love that bill. You know, it was a Republican governor from Indiana, which first did it in Indiana. That's an opportunity. Frees up $250 million in cash. Naming rights for roads, bridges, gas tax, whatever. Let's find a way to move the state forward. Our staff people are having conversations. They had a conversation last Friday. And I think there's some differences between the House and the Senate. And, again, this is not a popular issue. It's not a popular issue. People have to be pulled, drugged, forced to take a position on this issue. And, I've put it out there, and I hope somebody bites and says, let's move forward. I know the governor wants to do something, but he wants to get a consensus. He wants the House and Senate and himself to agree on something before he moves forward, so that he won't have the failure like he did last year, where he threw out an idea and didn't work to make it happen.
Are you optimistic that something will happen before the
end of
the session?
No, not in the least bit. I mean, I hope and pray, but it's a tough sell. He's not going to get a thing. I could get Republican votes in the Senate. And the Republican senators are much wiser than the House counterparts. And what they would do is if I could find a way to identify transit zones, I have Republican senators who will vote for the bill. The House doesn't want to go to the transit zones because the House's position is our Republicans, are stonewalling. Our Republicans won't give us a vote. They won't give us a vote. They won't take a tough position. So why should we have the people who are voting for this have to pay for the whole project, not just roads and bridges for their areas, but for rapid transit in our areas? Again, we need statesmanship, we need leadership, we need to move forward sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Backtracking to the Republican criticizing your lockbox provision,
right.
They said that your provision does not provide a way for the money to get restored.
For the what?
For the money to get restored back into the transportation trust fund.
It doesn't, but, you know, contrary to what they have said and to what Fox News and WBAL have said, every single dollar that's been taken from the state from the lockbox has been restored right now.
That's your state project.
It's restored, yes. It's been restored. It's been restored. The state project's money's been restored. There's no question about it.
Not the local money.
Well, I mean, the local money hasn't, but guess what? What about teachers' pension hasn't either? You know, it's an idea of, you know, when you budget, you take something from everybody. Sort of like what's happening on Capitol Hill now. They're going to take a hatchet to our budget, 10% across the board, and it shouldn't have to be that way. Okay?
You mentioned there were differences between the Senate and the House.
Right.
You mentioned regional.
Right.
What are the other differences? What are the other sticking
points? Age. Well, it's not sticking, but, I mean, these people on the Senate side are more seasoned. They're older. They're wiser. They've been in office longer. You know, they understand politics. And they're not feared for their safety. They're not feared for the next election as much. I mean, it's the same as the U.S. Senate versus the House of Representatives.
As far as policy differences?
Policy differences, the House Republicans have they're just total obstructionists. That's what they are. Their job is to say no to anything. No, 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 no. In the Senate side, you have people who will say, how do I make this better? I'll amend this bill, and I'll vote for the budget. You know, we need education in Frederick County, in Eastern Sewer. We need environmental protection. You know, okay, you're going to vote for the tier bill for farmers, but I want the estate tax taken off of our farmers, okay? It's a little give and take. That's what politics is all about. It's about compromise. And the Senate delegation, Republicans, Democrats, rural, urban areas, work together much more harmoniously than the House Republicans and Democrats. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.